The European Union has concluded a high-level joint mission to Namibia led by Commissioner for International Partnerships, Yusuf Sihela, and members of the European Parliament's Development Committee. The four-day visit highlighted the EU's Global Gateway Strategy, which aims to support Namibia's fight against poverty and unemployment while positioning the country as a global leader in green hydrogen. Day one of the visit, the delegation engaged with President Netembo Nandi-Ndaitwa and Senior Minister Zimvintu, discussing Namibia's energy policy, green industrialization, and youth empowerment. In Walvis Bay, they attended the presidential inauguration of the Clean Energy Solutions Green Hydrogen and Ammonia Plant, and after visiting Namport to review expansion plans for Walvis Bay and Lüderitz as regional energy and logistics hubs. The mission also visited community-driven renewable energy projects in Swakopmund. Today, an agreement will be signed at the Namibia Institute of Mining and Technology to launch a new EU-funded program to boost technical and vocational skills in green technologies. The delegation will conclude with a visit to High Iron Oshivela, where they will meet with workers and students to see the social and economic benefits of Namibia's green energy transition. Officials say the visit underscored the EU's 360-degree approach, linking investments, job creation, and social projects, ensuring that local communities, especially women and young people, can benefit from Namibia's path towards sustainable industrialization. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Swakopmund.